You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Thank you for your constant support. You help keep independent community radio alive.
Hey, how we doing? Okay. Chug along here. Huh? Come on. There we go. All right, there it is.
We are
Liars. I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in the other
song. I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yes, that's how we do it, folks. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jacob Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1. We need a jingle. Bring back jingles. I think I've said this before. We should bring back jingles. So this is the art show. And what we do is per the usual is that we talk about concerts happening in and around this fine first city of so-called Vancouver. What's my phrase? The fine, fair, fun, fantastic city of Soco, Vancouver, etc. Say that 10 times fast. Turn this thing on silent. Let's take a minute here to recognize that we are broadcasting and being broadcasted to, on, and over, through, and here on the unceded lands of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, the Kwikwetlem, and beyond. So, all my relations to the folks out here. So, with that in mind, we're going to take a moment here to get some lovely little announcements out of the way, and then we'll get right back into it. You know what I'm saying?
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
Certified fresh.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM. Featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Show. Shout out Connor over there in the lounge with Matthew and all the folks there. Record club's theme today was the harp music. So it's just, it was a lot of Dorothy Ashby and Cole Chalice, Coltrane, stuff like that. Pretty chill day on the hill. It's a mild weather. Weird stuff has been happening in my neighborhood, honestly, folks. We had two fires in 2 days over at the, I live in downtown Eastside, and one of the Atira buildings over there by Oppenheimer Park, the back fire escape made of wood, caught on fire somehow. That was pretty dramatic. And the next day, a building, two buildings over from me, they had a roof, they had a fire on their rooftop patio. I don't know how that started. I don't know how any of that started. Maybe someone just lit a... Weird things. It's weird to happen twice. I'm glad we weren't 3 for 3 over there. No one got a hat trick on arson. There's an arson in my neck of the woods. Yeah. Shout out to the folks in the central Canada getting smoked out. Hope you're doing okay. You know, there's some I believe some towns just got wiped out. Like, what was it? Not Fort Mac, like last time. But anyways, yeah, some small towns have been just eradicated by the fire. So I'm sure there'll be some all sorts of fundraising all over the nation to help those folks get back on their feet. Apparently Thunder Bay is taking in a lot of people from the towns that have been on fire, and they're full. So that's and Thunder Bay is not a small place. Definitely a contender for coolest town name, honestly. But yo, my heart goes out to the folks in Ontario and everybody dealing with the fires over there. Be safe, be well, and put your butts out if you're smoking. Don't be silly. Don't be silly. Yeah, I don't want to have another set of orange skies, another orange summer. Not like that. Only at sunset, thankfully. Anywho, this is not the weather show. This is the arts show. Let's talk about the arts. Let's get it started here. Of course, we're going to start, there we go, with Thursday, also known as today, over at the Pearl downtown in the FIFA fan zone. God, I want Argentina to lose. Stitch, playing with Stuck Productions, Concrete Vehicles, and 06 Automatics. I had 09 Automatic there. Anyways, we'll figure it out. Stitch just got on tour. They're coming home. It's their homecoming show. They also have a new album, Feeding a Fed Horse, album release. So maybe we'll check that out real quick here. No, not Lilo and Stitch. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, I don't have it. They don't have it on the band camps. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. In case you're just tuning in, this is the Art Show. This is me, Jacob. We're talking music and whatever else I feel like talking about, like fires, but not so much right now. Speaking of fires, this album art for Stitch's album has what looks like a Ford Bronco on fire. Shout out to my dad's Bronco that he had in '96 that he drove all the way from Ontario through the States up to Vancouver, where we eventually settled down. It took us 2 years to move out here. Ooh, I do not miss that winter of 98. That was a rough one. Or was it 96? Either way, that was crazy. Ooh, Final Fantasy VIII representation in the music today. No. Don't know Argentina. I don't want Argentina to win. This is the only time I was cheering for England and they let me down. Anyways, it's been a fascinating tournament. Once again, don't like FIFA, do like the sports. Anyways, so that's happening. Stitch is again playing with Concrete Vehicles, formerly known as Computers, with 06 Automatic and Stuck Productions. We'll hear some music from Stitch in the next cut, so don't touch that dial. Hey, we'll get to it. We'll put some music on. And no, I cannot speak Chinese. Slash Need is playing with Sundress over at the Cobalt tonight. So that's happening. Doors are at 8 o'clock for that one. So check that out. We'll see what they're like. Sundress, great band. But I want to see what Slap. It's pretty extreme looking. Slash Need. Where are they from? They're from Toronto. You're going to be getting some EBM in this one, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be pretty mixed first set of tracks here. Over at Red Gate, we have 150 Mile House coming in from Montreal, along with Human API, Mark's Free Planet, _ Hollow Skull, _, and Biomimetic. If you were at the last Teflon Spine show that features Lucas Abela, which is the guy who plays with broken glass and his face, it's not as dramatic as it sounds, I swear. Basically, just a contact microphone on there, and he's vibrating his face against it. It's pretty incredible. This is going to be another set of Dangerecore music. If the clip I saw was accurate, there's a guy who hooks into his skin and then does stuff with it. I don't know. I'm not sure that's my flavor. I'll be missing it, unfortunately, because I'm going to be hosting karaoke tonight at Brentwood Rec Room. So if you're in the neighborhood, come through that. But anyways, 150 Mile House, Human API, Mark's Free Planet, Hollow Skull, and Biomimetic. Over at the Red Gate tonight. Doors 8. Over at the Green Auto, 1882 Pandora Street in the alley, you have Emma Alves, who we heard from, I believe, last week. We have Soleil, Anna Isabella, and Rebecca Vanderslam. Great name. I want to say Vanderslam, because that just sounds cool. But Vanderslam. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Kick Argentina out of FIFA. I agree. If you're wondering what's going on, radio listeners, we are also streaming to Charlotte's Chinese audience by the magic of the internet. So, what's up, China? You've caught me at a very Japanese point in my life. Sorry, Chinese point in my life. Oh, I had some really good chats about today. Oh, I love Cha Su Bao. So good. So good. Where was I? Over at the Healy, Daisy Garland and Cryptids doing the thing over there as well. So, a night of rock and or country. And country adjacent rock over there at the Healy as well. Last but not least, Astoria has a masquerade night, a Victorian masquerade night. So if you've got a tickle trunk full of masquerade and Victorian, I'm talking blouses, I'm talking puffed collars and all that jazz, this might be your night. So check it out. They got Vido doing a thing. There's Night Jars and Michael Slumber doing the thing as well. So if you want to don your masquerade mask, this is the situation for you. Go check it out. Oh, so I want to vibe with this for a minute. So good. Shout out to the vibraphone. Anyways, we're going to get into some music here. So let's get into it. I'm going to pause this lovely music. I don't think that's Mac DeMarco. Anyways, this is Anna Isabella. This is their track, Candy. Cool Touch by Slash Made.
Bird!
Greetings. You just heard some music from Stitch. That was their song, Rubber Man. They are playing a homecoming show. They were just on the road for a while, so you can catch them tonight, Thursday night, at The Pearl in downtown Vancouver. It is currently 5:45 p.m. if you're listening on the West Coast, or 8:30 if you're listening Friday night, or perhaps somewhere in the middle in Ontario. And yeah, in case you need an update on the time. Yeah, Charlotte's here.
What's Hello. Up? Yeah, I mean, I went to the English Bay this week and also ride bikes in a standing park.
Excellent.
I just realized, first of all, it's probably surprising, but I just realized how beautiful Vancouver is during the summertime.
It's,
I know this
great.
Is kind of weird that I just say that. But also, like, how people have so many time to relax during weekdays.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they do that.
Huh.
It's like, I mean, I work nights usually, so I mean, I just try to do something nice during the day. Honestly, I just kind of stay home these days during the heat. Like
during the heat, there's a heat in Vancouver.
Like I don't know. Like if I'm yesterday, aside from the place being on fire near my house, it was just hot. So I was just like, I don't want to go outside.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, but I was just so surprised because I think I went to English Bay, the beach area, Tuesday
nice.
In the afternoon. It was just, it didn't like, it was so popular, it was still just so nice. Then I realized it was just Tuesday, so I guess people really just enjoy their vacation time during the summer season.
People just trying to get some sun when they can, you know, we all got to get back to work or do something, so you might as well hit the beach while you can. Got to get your dip count up.
You're right, because you're kind of saving all the sun, and during the winter you get nothing.
I mean, the sun's still setting at like 9 o'clock now, and it's just like, come on. Get down from there.
No, I don't want that. I like the long, bright day.
Yeah, yeah.
Daytime.
Like up north, they have what they call the midnight sun, because the sun never sets at certain times.
Right. But yeah, like I'm really not a big fan of the winter here. It gets dark at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
It rains every day.
Well. Well, that's our reputation. We got the wet stuff out here. We are in a rainforest. Sometimes it doesn't act like it. But I'm glad we're getting a little bit of rain today. It's quite a bit cooler, but it's going to be nice, and it's going to be quite humid probably the next day or two. But yeah, anyways. And again, enough about the weather. But thank you for us also. Yes, go out there and get some sun while you can. And enjoy the weather while you can. I mean, you can enjoy the rain, too. It's fine. Anyways, you just heard, again, Rubber Man by Stitch. They're playing at the Pearl with Concrete Vehicles, 06 Automatic, and Stuck Productions. Before that, you heard Slash Need coming in from Toronto. They are playing at the Cobalt with Sundress. And then at the top of that set, you heard Anna Isabella with their track Candy as well. So pretty cool. Pretty cool little set, if I do say so myself. But so let's talk about Friday. Let's get a bit into it at Friday. I mean, everyone dunked on Rebecca Black, but then she made a sick remix of that Friday song. Anyways, over in New West, we have In Pieces, which is a hard rock band here in Vancouver. They're playing over there with Acid Fountain and Splint as well. It's going to be some sick stuff. Bring earplugs, as always. And, yeah, over at Bullies and Sat, 67th 6th Street in New West at the bottom of the hill. Shout out to everyone who has to walk up that hill. I don't like hills. I don't know, for that reason, I don't know, maybe I should move to Saskatchewan. Psych. I mean, Saskatoon's cool, I think. But that's really all about I got. Anywho, In Pieces. Acid Fountain, Splint, Sad Bullies in New West's Friday night, 7 o'clock. Also in the mix, we have over at the Red Gate, Cheap Glue coming in from Minneapolis, the Twin Cities. Great music town, and because that's home of Prince, The Replacements, and so many more. So many great musicians came out of Minneapolis, so Cheap Glue. Probably amongst them, we'll hear a track from them. They're playing at the Red Gate Friday night with Code 22, Halt, which is a really great band. I played them a few months ago. They were dope. And then Transmitters, longtime running band here in Vancouver. Great power pop, power rock band. Very good stuff. Can't help but have a couple other 7-inches in my collection. Oh, I had a really cool thing happen. I was walking to work. No, I was just hanging around downtown. And I'm pretty sure I saw the guy from the Transmitters here, but I'm not sure. Anyways, there was a pile of 7-inch records on a bus stop. And I'm just like walking by. I was like, anything good? He's like, I don't know. It's kind of some good stuff in here, man. You want some? So I get like a stack, like, you know, a good, you know, 7 inches of 7-inch records. Yeah, luckily I had my bag on me, so I could tote them around. Shout out to bags. So yeah, I got some Dolly Parton in there. And it's a lot of like, you know, 70s, 80s, even some like Dion, that guy who did The Wanderer that everyone likes from the Fallout game. I don't know, some good stuff in there. Oh, that one's like, oh, I wonder, that one. That one's good. It's in there. I forget what it's called. Good stuff. Good street score. And yeah. I digress. Cheap Glue from Minneapolis, playing with Code 22, Halt, and Transmitters Friday night at the Red Gate, 1965 Main Street, 8 o'clock. Green Auto, Mock Media is playing, and Cistern and Local Charm all doing their respective things. Their Bandcamp bio is, quote, four wild men in the true north from somewhere in Canada. Places unknown. Possibly from Moose Jaw. Don't quote me on that. They're playing at the, again, Green Auto, 1882 Pandora Street, in the alley. Get there at 8 o'clock, you'll be on time for something. Also on the other side of the fence there, Chris Kiddo playing Frog with a PH and grade school. Also, shout out my friend Katie, who just got her PhD. Hats off to you. Certified big brain moment. Let's go. Very cool. Once again, over at Green Auto, Mock Media, Cistern, and Local Charm. And then on the other side of the fence, Chris Kiddo, Frog, and Grade School. Let's see. Last but not least for Friday, over at the Astoria, there's Hot, Thick, and Wasted, also known as Form. I don't know. Apparently it's called The Thick of It. I don't know. I'm not sure what to call them. But anyways, they're playing at the Astoria Friday night as well. So from one masquerade night tonight to a hard rock night. We'll hear some music from them. It is, quote, groovy, hard living lyrics, melodic, singer songwriter, thick. Those are the tags. Very nice. Okay, let's get some music happening here. You're still listening to CJSF.